Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Wyoming incumbent Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney has lost her primary election to challenger Harriet Hageman. Cheney is notable for her repudiation of former President Donald Trump and his lies about the 2020 election. Hageman, who got Trump's endorsement, says she ran against Cheney because Cheney betrayed Wyoming and the country.
We can and do control the levers of power when we engage, when we participate, and when we hold our elected officials accountable for their actions.
Cheney says no American should support an election denier for any position of genuine responsibility. In yesterday's Alaska primary elections, incumbent Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski advanced. So did Republican opponent Kelly Shabaka under a new election method. In Alaska's primary for its only House seat, former Governor Sarah Palin advanced to the general election. She is also a contender in the special election for the same seat. The results of the Alaska special election will probably come at the end of this month. President Biden has signed a domestic spending bill that Democrats call the Inflation Reduction Act. It spends roughly $700 billion to focus on climate change and health issues, among others. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports Biden and aides will now talk about the law's features.
President Biden and members of his cabinet will travel the nation in the coming weeks to highlight the specifics of the new law and how it will help Americans. Before signing the bill, Biden outlined several provisions that he says will help families save thousands of dollars each year.
Rebates to buy new and efficient appliances, weatherize their homes, get tax credit for purchasing heat pumps and rooftop solar, electric stoves, ovens, dryers. It gives consumers a tax credit to buy electric vehicles or fuel cell vehicles, new or used.
The bill will largely be paid for by a new 15% minimum tax on corporations that earn more than $1 billion annually. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
The personal lawyer to former President Donald Trump is supposed to be in Atlanta today. Rudy Giuliani is scheduled to testify before a special grand jury that is investigating alleged election interference. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Stephen Fowler tells us Giuliani was recently told he is under investigation.
A judge ordered Giuliani to comply with a subpoena issued by the Fulton County District Attorney's Office. They'll likely ask questions about his attempts to overturn Georgia's election in 2020, including several hours he spent telling state lawmakers they could pick different electors. This special grand jury largely operates behind closed doors, so we won't know what, if anything, Giuliani says, especially after he was told this week he is now considered a target of the investigation. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. A new round of mandatory water cutbacks is coming for many southwestern cities and farmers. The cuts were triggered by a grim forecast for reservoirs along the Colorado River. From member station KUNC, Alex Hager explains.
The Bureau of Reclamation says water levels in Lake Mead will be critically low and still dropping at the start of next year. To help soften the blow, the agency will release less water downstream starting in January 2023. Camille Kalimlim-Tuden is the agency's commissioner.
The system is approaching a tipping point, and without action, we cannot protect the system and the millions of Americans who rely on this critical resource.
Those cutbacks are expected to be felt most sharply in central Arizona, although local water agencies will use stored reserves to help ease the impact. This is the second year in a row that official shortages have been issued for a river that supplies 40 million people across the Southwest. For NPR News, I'm Alex Hager in Greeley, Colorado.
The WNBA playoffs open tonight. 8 teams are competing for the title. That includes the defending champion Chicago Sky, which is trying to become the first repeat WNBA champ in 20 years. Tonight's playoffs open in Chicago, where the Sky will take on the New York Liberty. Billionaire Elon Musk says he was only joking when he said on Twitter he was buying renowned English soccer team Manchester United. But that first tweet got a lot of attention before he clarified it. Musk has gotten into a lot of trouble before with the Securities and Exchange Commission over tweets about his company, Tesla. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.